Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, folks, you had better strap yourselves in. Very important broadcast lined up for you on this 19th day of the year 2004. It is Monday, January 19th, 2004. I'm Alex Jones, your host. We'll be live for the next 3 hours. Those of us that have researched September 11th know that they used demolitions on World Trade Center Tower 7, a 47-story building. It fell faster than gravity would allow a bowling ball to fall from 47 stories. The building caught on fire later that afternoon. Everyone evacuated, and then it exploded just like one of those hotels in Las Vegas, Nevada. That's where they built the Y2K command bunker in 99. The CIA, the FBI were in the building that morning. They had offices there. Rudolph Giuliani was there that morning, and he admitted in an ABC News interview that he was called right before the building caught on fire and told to get out of the building. Just a calm public announcement that someone called him and said, get out of the building. A PBS documentary aired last year. No one seemed to pay attention to it until this weekend. It's posted on PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com right now. We're going to be airing these clips later in this hour. And my friends, the owner of the World Trade Center complex, says that the building had been burning for hours, and so we got the call, and we went ahead and pulled the building and watched it collapse. Pulling a building is what demolition companies call controlled explosions, controlled demolition. My friends, this is nothing short than amazing. It's bigger than the Associated Press articles where the CIA admitted last year that, oh yeah, we were running a drill on 9/11 of flying jets into buildings in New York and D.C. That's why NORAD stood down. It's bigger. All right, folks, we're back. That seems to happen now at the first of the show, and it is not the equipment. Continuing here from Austin, Texas, hooked into the great folks in Minnesota, the Genesis Network, I'm Alex Jones. As I was saying, World Trade Center 7, a 47-story building, collapsed that afternoon at, what, about 4:30 Eastern. It collapsed, and everyone watching it said it looked like a controlled demolition. Explosions were seen rippling down the sides of it. It fell faster than a bowling ball can fall from 47 stories. How does that happen? Because lower floors were turned into dust instantly, shortening the fall and causing the collapse internally throughout the structure, exactly what you see in Las Vegas when they blow buildings up. And my friends, Silverstein, and boy, the stuff surrounding this guy is nothing short than very revealing. The guy who bought the towers right before they collapsed, who put a multi-billion dollar insurance policy on them, who has all these different New World Order ties, the building's half empty, the rest of it. He came out in a television interview and said, we decided when it was on fire to pull it. Then we watched it collapse. Pulling a building is the term used inside the industry of demolition. We'll be back, folks. We're going to go into this in detail and a lot more. Stay with us.
got $3 in your pocket, want $1 million in term life insurance coverage? Call TermBusters now. Rates are low right now. Call and compare. For example, a man age 45, non-tobacco user, issue preferred, $1 million of coverage is only $75 a month, level for the next 10 years. Call TermBusters now. 800-430-6692. 800-430-6692. If you're a smoker, we have great rates for you, too. Call TermBusters now. 800-430-6692. 800-430-6692. We specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. Remember, $1 million in term life insurance coverage for as little as $3 a day. Call right now. Operators are standing by. 800-430-6692. 800-430-6692.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438. Protect your family.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Again, my friends, thanks for joining us. It is the 19th day of 2004 on this Monday. At InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, we have the audio clips off of a PBS special where the owner of the World Trade Center complex, Mr. Silverstein, talks about the controlled demolition of WTC-7 using the industry term for demolition of pulling the building. He talks about how the building was on fire and how he got the call and they pulled the building and then watched it collapse. Now, the New York State Geological Survey and the federal monitors at the federal office and at the local university picked up the classical signature of controlled demolition. In fact, they teach this at major universities because they have so many pieces of data and numbers and studies from other controlled demolitions around the country. WTC-7 pulled by Silverstein. PBS documentary Silverstein raised WTC-7 in a stunning and belated development concerning the attacks. Larry Silverstein, the controller of the destroyed My friends, we have had the phone company out to look at my end of the connection on the digital lines to Minnesota. They've looked at them there. And I've had multiple experts in there looking at this. This is not the lines. This is 90% chance being done on purpose. Every time I bring up a major development on this show now, this starts happening and I have to get in the vehicle and go to the backup studio 30 miles from me. And if that has to happen, it will happen. Because this information is so important. All right, as I was saying, because this information is so vital, we are going to have to go to rebroadcast. I'm going to get in the car, and I will be with you before the end of this hour, and we'll see if they start sabotaging that studio. Again, this never happens, and now it's happening because we're going over WTC7. And we're going to play these clips. We're going to go through all of it. In fact, we're going to go ahead and stay connected here till the end of this segment, and then we're going to go to an interview from last week, and then I will be with you for the second 2 hours, and we're going to go over WTC7. And Mark up there at the studio is asking what we should air in its place. I tell you what, call my producer and ask her of a good interview I did last week, Mark. Perhaps Glenn Spencer or something. He came on at the half hour point in the first hour of a show last week. I don't have the date in front of me, and we'll talk about the open border situation, and then we will get into the WTC pulled. Folks, every time I say WTC pulled by Silverstein, we are disconnected. We're going to get this information out. Stay with us. Call your friends and family. Tell them to tune in. And we'll be back. Here's some nice Steve Voss music for you. We'll go to rebroadcast, and then we'll be back with the audio clips of WTC7 being pulled by Silverstein. Again, being pulled. Wait until you hear this. In fact, Mark, how about we just go ahead and play those clips now, back to back, while you're getting another song and rebroadcast ready? You want to go ahead and do that, my friend? Sure. Okay. We'll go ahead and do that. And again, folks, this is not paranoia on my part. We have had British media was here one time, and we actually caught them sabotaging what we were doing. Somebody walked up and cut the line off the side of the studio before. While I was on air, and we saw the white van speeding away, and I hope I don't, get whacked over this, but everybody's talking about it, and they're not going to stop us. You're not going to stop us. Do you understand? No matter what you do, if I have to, I'll get a frequency extender and go off phone line. Okay? Bottom line. It's driving me up the wall. And again, this has been diagnosed by 8 different people from the phone company. There is nothing wrong with it. We're being disconnected purposely because they don't want you to hear this. Now, there's 2 clips here. These are from the PBS documentary, How We Rebuild. And we'll go ahead and play these clips. Hit it, Mark.
I remember getting a call from the fire department commander telling me that they were not sure they were going to be able to contain the fire.
Okay, there's longer clips there. Let's go ahead and play the next clip. That's the Silverstein.
By mid-December, the Department of Design and Construction had leveled World Trade Center buildings 4 and 5.
Okay, you can hear the full clips at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. We're going to go ahead and go to a song, and when I get back on, we're gonna play the entire clips for you, ladies and gentlemen. So please, again, stay with us, and go ahead and take us out with, I think that song Revolution is fitting, Mark, so go ahead and hit that for folks, and we'll be back. Again, this stuff never happens, but it's been happening the last 3 weeks. As we get closer on the heels of the New World Order, stay with us, folks.
Wake up, boys, there's a light at the window. I can hear someone knocking on the door. There are voices in the street and the sound of running feet. And they whisper the word
revolution.
There are men coming down from the valleys. There are tall ships lying off the coast. And they carry the light in the dark of the night, like a whisper in the wind.
Revolution.
Bring my gun and a handful of silver. By the sea we will gather for the fight. It's been so many years, so many tears. We have lost once before. Now we'll settle the score when our cannons will roar.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through a private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
We've all heard the ads for lower prices on airfare and hotel. Oh yeah, the dot-coms are endless. CheaperHotels.com, SaveOnYourRentalCar.com, HalfPriceAirlineTickets.com. Problem is, by the time you get done planning your vacation, you've visited dozens of websites and spent hours and hours trying to save money. Well, I'm glad to tell you there's an easier way to get it all at once. www.VacationA2Z.com. A membership in VacationA2Z.com will not only land you huge savings on air and hotel, you'll be treated to discounts of 10 to 80% on car rentals, golf, movies, and theme parks. How about free food at restaurants or big discounts on ski packages at top ski resorts? Not convinced yet? How about auto repair, health and beauty, financial services, or shopping discounts? There are over 60,000 vendors waiting to save you money. All you need to do is visit VacationA2Z.com. That's www.VacationA2Z.com. Visit today and you can be saving big dollars tomorrow even if you're not taking a vacation.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Have you found your business isn't quite as profitable as it was before the economy went south? Are new clients a little harder to come by lately? Well, maybe we can help. Advertise your business on the GCN Radio Network, and you'll soon find out why companies all across the country are experiencing a steady flow of new customers. It's not by coincidence, it's by design. At GCN, we can increase your business with an ad package that's built specifically for your particular product or service. Join the many satisfied advertisers on the GCN Radio Network who found out that the economy isn't so bad after all. Call toll-free 877-996-4327, extension 106, for quotes or more information. That number again is 877-996-4327, extension 106. Everyone listens to radio. It's the most cost-effective way to increase business available. Don't wait around hoping for a stronger economy. The country might be slipping into recession, but your business doesn't have to. Call GCN today and get more customers tomorrow.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Again, let me boil this down. There have been laws that there's going to be a weapons contract or a welfare contract or a construction contract. You have to give it to American companies. But then most of our companies became international and built their divisions in Europe or Latin America or Asia, and so they've changed all those laws. And now most of the states, when you call for your welfare check, this was on 60 Minutes last night, I had read articles about this, most of them, the calls go to India. You're calling about your welfare check or your Social Security, whatever, and you're talking to somebody who can barely speak English, and they showed it on television last night, who are reading off scripts. They're taught how to sound more Western off simple scripts. I help you. So your computer's not working well. Well, let me try to go through this with you. It's all staged. And I've been on the phone with these people, And they'll sound okay at first, and after 5 minutes of trying to fix a computer problem, they're cutting out into, you know, Hindu or whatever. And I won't be too mean to them. I'll just say, get me an American. Excuse me, sir, we are here to help. Get me somebody who understands me. Transfer me now. And they will transfer you, and they will transfer you to a call center in the U.S. So it's simple. We all start demanding to talk to a call center in the U.S. We refuse to talk to somebody who is obviously not from this country. Understand, folks, we pay taxes, they build a big government, and then we don't even get to work for the government. Now it goes to a foreign country. That should be illegal. Let's go back to Maggie. Maggie, go ahead.
Oh, you just taught me a few things, Alex. When I last called Sony for some help, I could actually hear the person typing on his own keyboard and bringing up the same pages of the same guidebook that I had failed to understand. But getting back to Dell, though, quickly, the idea of an international corporation like Dell even responding to a complaint in an official way is startling, and that it should be reported, too. And I'm just wondering, is there any way of tracking to find out whether they actually did what they said they were going to do? Because my impression is that once jobs go away, they just don't come back.
Well, they're phasing them out. We're at the crossroads of biometrics, the crossroads of RFID, the crossroads of the surveillance grid. We're at the crossroads of the police state. We're at the crossroads of electronic voting. We've got a chance to boycott all this and back it off. But this is a small window of opportunity. And many times when I call customer service on an issue and I'm talking to somebody in India, I demand that they transfer me to a call center in the U.S. every time they do it. So what they're doing is what you just mentioned. For corporate customers and others, they've still got people that know what they're talking about here, and you will get transferred back to the United States.
Oh, okay. One more thing. Quickly, I remember when Dell first announced with pride that they were going to start call centers in Bangalore, and that's about 5 years ago maybe, and they had a big segment on it on NPR. Now, this is quite a while back, and they had people who really could speak English without an accent, but I guess once they got used to that and it got a little stale, it became more cost-effective not to choose those kind of people.
Well, regardless, if a private company wants to do that, it's a free country. But we should not buy their products. We should demand better service. But when the government does it, no, you keep the money here in America. But hey, thanks for the call.
Yeah.
And folks, I've been mentioning this a lot lately because it's something that's kind of, I've known about it for years, but I never really talk about it. There are two different federal laws. And why do you think it's foreigners that own all the gas stations, all the hotels? Because citizens, whether you're black or white or Hispanic or whatever, you can't compete against them. Why can't you compete? It's not because they're so hardworking. I mean, folks, listen, talk about discrimination. I mean, I know how blacks feel when only, you know, whites own the big businesses. I've never seen a hotel that wasn't owned by Indians. And this is in the last 10 years. And I'm not against Indians. My point is, how can they do that? Well, because they're as hardworking and as smart as Americans, but on top of it, they get 7 to 10 years of no income tax. That's 30, 40% bigger profit, investment. No one can compete against that. No one can compete in prices against that. Do you understand? Why did the government do that? It shows what they think of citizens. Why would the government give foreigners the incentive to come here and get no taxes for 7 to 10 years, depending on what federal program they follow? Why? No one's addressed that. We know why, to get rid of the middle class. All right, Spencer and Chris and Dan and Richard and others, your calls are coming up, as well as Paul Watson and the Big News Blitz.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hey folks, Michael Trudeau here to tell you about the first ever half-price package sale at the ARC Institute. You'll get 25 big packets of ARC's most popular non-hybrid heirloom vegetable seeds, plus four of their most popular self-reliance books. Learn how to grow your own delicious veggies and build your ARC. Imagine green beans, carrots, peas, and cucumbers, tomatoes, cabbage, squash, herbs, and more. Then harvest your seeds to grow year after year for old-time self-reliance. In Living Well on Wheat, learn how to cook, eat, and survive on the golden grain. Preserve your good food for years with the USDA Canning Guide. In Surviving a Bioterrorist Attack, you'll learn how to protect yourself and your family now from the attacks our government says are coming. Not if, but when. Normally selling for $140 plus shipping, get this whole package now for only $69, and shipping is free. At half price, supplies are limited. For credit card orders, call today, 1-800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912, or send a money order for $69 to the ARC Institute, P.O. Box 1227, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530. Our founding fathers wrote down for all time our most precious documents of freedom: the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and Lincoln's Gettysburg Address. These are the purest forms of our country's freedom before the thousands of politicians got their hands on them. The Declaration in Washington, D.C. can barely be read. It has faded that much. Now is your chance and your patriotic duty to have it in your home or office. We bring them to you by using an 11-step process, reproducing these historic documents in exacting detail on antiqued parchment paper all ready for framing. But you don't just get the Declaration, which sells for over $100 when framed, but all four documents for just $24.95, shipping included. And as a special gift for ordering now, you will also receive a commemorative U.S. Constitution proof silver dollar with your order. Call now toll-free 800-686-2237 and order the Documents of Freedom. Don't wait. Do it today. The number 800-686-2237.
You hear a lot about the quality of air outside these days.
Pollution, pollen.
Is it as healthy as you'd like?
And allergies.
Asthma. Probably not. Well, listen to this. Did you know, according to the American Lung Association, combined with the EPA, the air quality inside your home is actually 6 to 10 times worse than the air outside?
6 to 10 times.
How could that be, you ask?
Worse.
Think about what's inside your home. Hairspray, chemicals. Does anyone smoke?
Fumes.
What about all those cleaners under your sink? Where do you think all those fumes go?
Toxic fumes.
Well, I'll tell you where they go.
Your sofa.
They go into you, into your children.
Your lungs.
Am I scaring you? Remember this word, Puritech.
P-U-R-I-T-E-C.
Puritech makes the pure air system. What this air cleaning system does is remove dangerous airborne particles
like smoke, odors,
VOCs,
allergens,
fine dust,
mold,
pollen,
and kills bacteria
for less than half the cost of other air purifiers, which do a lot less.
Call them now to breathe easier.
888-491-4100. The Puritech Pure Air System. Online at Puritech.com.
Switching gears here, Alex Jones is on via cell phone. Evidently, Alex, there is something going on with your ISDN line. You keep wanting to play a clip, and, well, your ISDN keeps cutting out.
Absolutely, John, and it's a major, major news story. Hidden in plain view a few months ago, a major PBS production talked to Mr. Silverstein, the owner. He bought it right before the collapse and took out a record insurance policy on the WTC for $7 billion. He also got a federal payout. And here's this guy talking about, well, Building 7 was on fire, so for everybody's safety, we talked to the fire department, and we decided to go ahead and pull the building. So once I get to the backup studio, John, I appreciate you jumping in here. Of course, John Stettmiller, host from 4 to 6, the National Teleport. We will play those clips in their entirety in the next hour. And, you know, I'm not somebody who gets off into conspiracy theories. I only deal with fact. But 3 years ago when I was exposing Bohemian Grove and the British media was in Austin, we were going over this, breaking the story, after infiltration, the line would go down and the phone company would come out and go, there's no problem. Then we caught someone at the phone company in the big phone company box down the street from the studio manipulating it. We had the British media hide out and catch him right when I went on air going in and deactivating it. We pulled up to him and confronted him with a video camera. He jumped in his car and pulled off. The phone company said the guy didn't even work for the phone company when they gave him the identification numbers off the vehicle. Then 2 days later, the line got cut. I ran outside to catch the phone company down the street at the box for the digital line, And guess what? Someone had cut with a knife the line on the side of the studio and was screeching off in an unmarked white van. Well, now that stuff has started up yet again, and this time it's because we're trying to bring out this WTC 7 information, John. We've had a lot of questions about WTC 7, the 47-story building that wasn't hit by an aircraft, wasn't on fire, caught fire at about 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and a couple hours later collapsed faster than a bowling ball can fall from 47 stories. The federal government and the state government picked up multiple explosions, the classical signature of demolitions. And now we have Silverstein on PBS calmly saying, well, yeah, the building was on fire, so be safe. We decided to, quote, pull it. Pull it is the industry term for a controlled demolition. Oh, and guess what? That's the name of the company that later blew up the rest of the wreckage of the other buildings. The name of that company is Controlled Demolition. And Controlled Demolition is the company that a few weeks after the Oklahoma City bombing in 95 blew up the evidence, had the wreckage taken to a landfill, buried under 30 feet of liquid concrete, and has armed whack-a-hut guards with MP5 submachine guns guarding it to this day. John?
Well, Alex, you're on your way to my studios right now. Your cell connection is patchy. What's your ETA here?
My ETA is about 10, 15 minutes. John, you go ahead and take it over, and I will be there. God bless.
All right.
I'm going to call back to try to reconnect better. I tell you, this has been quite a day, and this cell phone never does this either. But who knows what's going on. I'll see you in a few.
All right. Alex Jones will be resuming his program from my studios here in a few minutes. This has happened on occasion before, and it's really kind of nebulous. I mean, you can catch these people doing this, and the phone companies will claim that they're not employees of ours. But ladies and gentlemen, it's the phone companies themselves that are allowing. Who's the owner here of the phone companies? Who's the owner of the internets? Who is the big information providers that they just conveniently, they'll pull down websites, IPs, do whatever they can to suppress truth. You know, this really is an informational war. I'm glad that Alex named his website Infowars.com, because this is an informational war. And there have been people that have been trying to express this over the years. One of the people I've had on my program, John Kaminsky, I'll have him up again on my program. And it's who's trying to control the medias here, ladies and gentlemen. We know that the Council on Foreign Relations, that's the sister to the round tables in England, that they knew that they had needed to have the voice here. They knew that they had to have the controlled media voice here in this country to perpetrate the propaganda. We have caught federal agencies in CNN headquarters, their offices down in Atlanta. This is being carefully crafted and scripted. This is why this is so important that programs such as Alex's remain on the air. And it's more important that you support those stations that Alex is on, that I am on, that the other fine hosts on Genesis are on. Because we're not the Clear Channel. We're not the Infinity out there. And these people are being controlled, as well as the programming being controlled. I'd like to have Alex instead of maybe Rush Limbaugh on 600 and some odd stations around this country. Maybe we could put a real heat under these people's backsides. But it is controlled, and I have absolutely no doubt whatsoever that they're cutting the guy's ISDN line. And again, take a look at who controls that media, and then you'll find out who is playing on tap dancing, so to speak, on the capstone. Look, Alex has been doing this for a number of years, as well as I. The truth will stand of its own merit. What these people are afraid of, they're afraid of the truth. And then simply put, this is an informational war. I want my country back. I consider this country to be the greatest Disneyland that was ever been created. We were blessed in this land. As long as we were doing things correctly, hey, it continued to roll. Now that we're in there with the harlots, the scribes, the Pharisees, the devil's advocate, and we're in there doing battle with them, it doesn't surprise me that these sorts of things happen. And, there's been startling revelations, even about the 95 OK City bomb conspiracy. You know, Timothy McVeigh, he was the grand poobah here. He was the evil militia guy that on April 19th, 1995, decided, that that was enough. It was time for retaliation. I've got no doubt in my mind that Tinian McVeigh was one of their own people. If you take a look at this, and I want you to think about this, ladies and gentlemen, to what do people gain by blowing stuff up? That's the tool of the other side. That's the tool that they're selling here for global dominance, total information awareness, total information gathering. The very same people that are hoisting these exercises to claim that they're legitimized by going in and taking all these extraordinary measures and controls. Think about this, folks. Any legitimate, and especially here in the United States, there is starting to be more and more talk about domestic terrorists here in this country. But we're not talking about a Beeb or somebody from a foreign country. No, we're talking about we're talking about white people here in this country or members of organizations. And it doesn't serve anybody's purposes here for the restoration of this great republic to run around and blow things up. So I want you to be aware, and you'll see this probably happening in the near future, that any groups out there that really have sway and have the ability to make opinion, to coalesce and to gel people together in a common front against this tyranny, you're going to see more and more of these people accused of, well, maybe they were sending money to Al-Qaeda. Ladies and gentlemen, as has happened to me, this talk show host, John Stabler, what has happened to me, and I've watched this as a progression over the years, they've got me down as a domestic terrorist, a radio talk show host that wants nothing better than peace, sanctity, and security amongst their own people, our people, that want the rule of law, not the rule of men in this country, but the real rule of law, is on the government hit list as being a terrorist. I kid you not. You know, I've talked about this several times on my own program. I'm sure Alex has talked about this on his, that I have documentation that, by the way, that was given to me by Dixon Cannon. This is the guy that they just slam dunk up here in Fort Worth, Texas, for supposedly breaking the law on the income tax issue. Well, this guy handed me a document that came from the Massachusetts State Police. This was an interoffice memo that would be sent to all the state troopers. And on this list of the people that, they just needed to be watched during routine stops. And, you know, during these roadside interviews, you know, do you have any guns or weapons or contraband or illegal stuff in your car? Now, it's to the point that they're saying that, well, we've got to test these people to see what their political mindset is. And they were dropping my name, listening to a radio talk show host. I've caught the FBI doing this, interviewing people being arrested or at least run up on in their house gang style, you know, kicking in doors, MP5s. Now they would ask, do you know this John Stattmiller character? So, Alex, I understand you're back.
Yes, sir, John, and driving along listening to you on the local FM. Again, this weekend I was just chomping at the bit Saturday night when I learned of this PBS special, and I've even ordered the videotape from PBS, and we have on the website how you do that. A major PBS production where the owner of the World Trade Center complex says, well, the building was on fire, it was dangerous, so we decided to go ahead and pull it. I gave the order to pull it, and then we watched the building collapse. I mean, why do they come right out in the open and say this type of stuff? Why did Mayor Willie Brown of San Francisco say, Condoleezza Rice told me not to fly to New York that morning? She called him and told him not to fly the night before. The National Security Advisor, Condoleezza Rice. Why did they admit that, the insider trading led back to the CIA? Why did the Associated Press come out and say last year, okay, it's true, the CIA was running a drill, Central Intelligence Agency was running a drill that morning of flying hijacked jets into landmarks in Manhattan and D.C. Well, they had to get out ahead of the story because Stanley Hilton, Bob Dole's former chief of staff, had deposed military officers who said that we were ordered by Dick Cheney on loudspeakers in the bunkers at NORAD and other areas, this is ABC News, by the way, to stand down. And we report that 2 weeks before, and then 2 weeks later it comes out in the news, the Associated Press, we were running a drill that morning, and that's why NORAD stood down. They try to announce this to do damage control in case anybody ever leaks it. They can say, that's no big deal. We already told you that we brought that building down. Well, I mean, and all these huge smoking guns and red flags right out in the open, John. John.
And Alex, you have done a marvelous job with your DVD, your video, your DVD, 911 Road to Tyranny, that asked these important questions. Now, they tried to rig the 9/11 Prior Knowledge Board. They tried to put their own ringer in, Henry Kissinger. There was so much furor about that he begged out and said, well, there might be a conflict of interest. Now, we're supposedly led to believe that in a couple of months, in May, the 9/11 Commission Board will release the information that they've gathered about prior knowledge on 9/11. Do you believe this?
John, everybody on that board is a globalist. And the Associated Press, again, the Associated Press and the Washington Post, on Friday came out with articles that are posted at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. We covered it Saturday on Real Talk Radio, the show I co-host with you from 1 to 4 p.m. Central, that two of the members have, quote, secretly testified in the hearings because, quote, they were involved in the 9/11 tragedy. And literally, sitting here in my truck, I have those articles right here in my hand. And so we'll have to go over that in the next hour. And again, in the next hour, we're going to play both these clips. They are posted on InfoWars.com and on PrisonPlanet.com, where Silverstein comes right out, the owner of the WTC, and, quote, the controller of the complex, and says, yeah, we ordered pulling of the building, the pulling of the building. Now, we know demolitions did it from the seismographs, the eyewitnesses, the firefighters said that bombs were going off. Again, all this has come out. And the question is, why would Silverstein blurt this out in an interview with PBS, and why would PBS air that, John?
Well, and Alex, the questions that we have, and there's so much evidence here on the World Trade Center 7, the Pentagon, that supposedly a large commercial aircraft hit the Pentagon. There's so many of these questions that have been going on. What about the lawsuit here that was recently filed in New York, where a bunch of people are saying, well, look, you know, we've had 3,000 people here die in New York City, and they're trying lawsuits to try to pull the truth out.
Absolutely, and one of those is Stanley Hilton suit with 400 of the victims' families. And, John, remember the Dan Rather clip. In fact, I left that on CD at the studio. I meant to play it today for my studio, and, of course, in all the hysteria, forgot it, but I'll play it tomorrow. Dan Rather, I played it a dozen times, probably more than, probably 20 times, where Dan Rather, right as Building 7 collapsed, goes, wow, that reminds me of controlled demolitions where they use well-placed dynamite. I mean, and of course, that clip is in Police State 3, Total Enslavement. I know Paul Watson's listening. Perhaps Paul Watson queued up from his studio, and perhaps next hour we can play that as well. But this is just some of the information, John. And for everybody out there, you've got to look at 911. At PrisonPlanet.com, we have over 500 news articles, documents, transcripts, audio clips, video clips, and no one can look at that and not say that the government didn't carry out September 11. That is the criminal elements that are inside the government controlling things. This is the reality, and there's no way to look at it and not come away with that. The German technology minister resigned a year ago and said, I'm resigning to expose 9/11, and he wrote a best-selling book saying only the U.S. government could carry out this attack. Michael Metzger, the number three minister in Tony Blair's government last year, resigned, wrote a big eight-page editorial for London Guardian saying if the globalists didn't carry out 9/11, then they certainly allowed it to happen and funded and financed it. And then he went into the PNAC documents where they said we need another helpful event like Pearl Harbor, which Ron Paul talked about in his neocons, where he went through the quotes of the neocons, people in the Bush administration saying we need massive terrorist attacks to have a 100-year war and get the people behind this war for global domination. We have the Northwoods document, official U.S. government document, that called for hijacking jets by remote control, crash killing people, bombing D.C., bombing ships, killing Marines, using U.S. Army, blaming it on foreign countries. We have the program. It's now come out, mainstream news, CNN, you name it, the last week that, okay, we're right about the USS Liberty. It was off purpose to be blamed on Egypt. You know, we have a government that will attack its own ship to try to blame it on its foreign enemies. John, I am arriving at the studio. You take it over, my friend, and God bless you, and thanks for being there. Folks, stay with us. Don't want to miss next hour. Call everybody you know and tell them to tune in now. John, take over.
All right, thanks. And if folks, you don't understand who these PNAC people are, these are the Project for the New American Century. These are the very same characters, the Donald Rumsfelds, the Paul Wolfowitzes. These are the people that already drew up the plans under Bill Clinton's administration. Evidently, Bill had enough baggage. He couldn't pull this off. He didn't have enough credibility. What we needed was the son of a former president, George Herbert Walker Bush. We needed George Bush in office to allow this to happen. Now, folks, prior knowledge issue is very, very important here, because if we're correct and that the government knew about the hijackings, allowed them to happen, allowed these buildings to blow up, the Pentagon to be attacked, this is the exposure that could blow the PNAC people, the globalists inside their country, of their agenda, blow them right out of the water. And congratulations, we start to get Disneyland back here. That's what this country is, folks, Disneyland. I want to play again. I don't want to pay anymore. We'll be right back.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438. Protect your family. Hey, folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right, folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and family to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today, and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
All right, folks, what a circus here. Again, it is Monday, the 19th day of January in 04. PBS documentary Silverstein raised WTC7. In a stunning and belated development concerning the attacks of 9/11, Larry Silverstein, the controller of the destroyed WTC complex, stated plainly in a PBS documentary that he and the New York government decided jointly to demolish the Solomon Brothers building, or WTC7, late in the afternoon of Tuesday, September 11, 2001. This admission appeared in the PBS documentary originally aired in September of 2002 entitled America Rebuilds, and again it re-aired in late 2003. Mr. Silverstein's comments came after FEMA and the Society of Civil Engineers conducted an extensive and costly investigation into the curious collapse of WTC 7. The study specifically concluded that the building had collapsed as a result of an inferno within a steel building. A modern building had never done that, folks. Three did it on that day, sparking apparently by debris falling from the crumbling North Tower, though the fire didn't catch for, what, 6-7 hours after. In the documentary, Silverstein makes the following statement. I remember getting a call from the fire department commander telling me that they were not sure they were going to be able to contain the fire, and I said, we've had such terrible loss of life, maybe the smartest thing to do is pull it, and they made that decision to pull, and we watched the building collapse. This can be heard at the audio files at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Thanks to, and then again, some other websites have it posted. You can get it at PBS Home Video, ISBN 0-7806-4006-3 is available from shops.pbs.org/products/AREB901/.-. Folks, again, this aired on national television and hidden in plain view, and I want to go ahead and air this clip with Silverstein first. I just read the quote, but here is Silverstein on national television saying this. Go ahead and hit it.
I remember getting a call from the fire department commander telling me that they were not sure they were going to be able to contain the fire. I said, you know, we've had such terrible loss of life. Maybe the smartest thing to do is pull it. And they made that decision to pull, and then we watched the building collapse.
And then they show the building collapsing. Folks, did you just hear what Silverstein said? I want to go ahead and air that again for people. I read the quote. We played the quote. This is from PBS. And again, hidden in plain view. It's like that London Guardian article and a Reuters article from a week after September 11th, 2001, where George Bush Sr. admitted, oh, yeah, that morning I was meeting on the East Coast. It was there in D.C., with the head of the bin Laden family for breakfast. Or 2 years after, okay, it's true, we flew 144 members of the bin Laden family out to safety. That just came out last year. We've been reporting it since day one on this show. Go ahead and hit that clip again of Silverstein. Here it is, folks.
I remember getting a call from the fire department commander telling me that they were not sure they were going to be able to contain the fire. I said, you know, we've had such terrible loss of life. Maybe the smartest thing to do is pull it. And they made that decision to pull, and then we watched the building collapse.
Now, I have talked to Stanley Hilton and others, and I mean off-air and on-air, two interviews with Hilton that made international headlines, Bob Dole's former chief of staff. One of the things he said was, of course, they were running a so-called CIA drill of planes flying into those buildings that morning. That's how NORAD stood down. NORAD's full of patriots, folks. They had to manipulate them. He also talked about, and some of my other inside sources and firefighters that won't come on the air because they've been death threatened, have talked about the fact that the excuse to blow up all the buildings was, oh, they're going to burn and catch fire, let's go ahead and blow them up. And the firefighters didn't ask, why are there explosives that take days to set up in all these? But here's Silverstein, the owner, the controller, saying that. We're going to air it again and again when we get back, and we'll take your calls and talk about it. Stay with us.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.